Title: Blended Rombus Using Resampling Workflows in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Advanced. Alright, let's do a very old school, very real jungle move in a modern Ableton Live 12 session. We're going to blend a drum bus by printing it, then treating that printed audio like the new instrument. Because in early jungle and DNB, the glue wasn't just a compressor on a bus. It was commitment. You bounce, you resample, you process again, and suddenly the kick, snare, ghosts, hats, they stop sounding like separate tracks and start sounding like one fused, chunky organism. That's the vibe we're building. By the end, you'll have a repeatable drum print pipeline where you can keep transients alive but still glue, add tapish weight and a gritty top, print a parallel crunch lane separately, and then use the printed stems for classic jungle edits like stutters, reverse pulls, one bar destruction, and quick filter states. Before we touch routing, do this prep step like a proper breakbeat nerd. Put all your drum elements into a single group, name it drums. Inside, you might have break, kick, snare, hats, perk, effects. The exact lanes don't matter, the point is, one place to control the whole drum world. Now gain stage. This matters more than people want it to. Aim for the drums group peaking around -6 dBFS. Give yourself headroom. Resampling plus saturation multiplies loudness really fast. And if you print too hot, you don't get old school glue, you get a flat pancake with no snap. Quick reality check. If your kick and snare are already slammed to death, printing won't magically give you punch. It'll just make the deadness more permanent. So keep it breathing. Now we build the pre-print drum bus chain. This is not the final sound. This is print ready. Think, controlled, slightly hyped, but not overly cooked. On the drums group, first add EQ8, high pass at 25 to 30 HC, 24 dB per octave. That's just rumble cleanup so your sub and your break aren't wrestling in the basement. If it's boxy, do a tiny dip around 250 to 400 HC, like a couple dB. If it's dull, a gentle shelf up at 8 to 12 kHz, 1 or 2 dB max. Breaks get harsh so fast up there, so don't get brave. Next, glue compressor. Classic bus glue. Set attack to 10 milliseconds so the transient gets through. Release on auto or around 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2 to 1. Then bring the threshold down until you're getting about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. And turn soft clip on. It's subtle, but it helps keep the print controlled. Then saturator. This is the we're about to print harmonic stage. Use analog clip or soft sign. Drive around 2 to 5 dB. Then trim the output so your group is still peaking around -6 to -3. Don't let the drive trick you into thinking it's better just because it's louder. If you want more density, you can also enable soft clip inside saturator, but again, we're printing. Don't ruin your future. Then drum bus. This is the knock stage, but we're keeping it on a leash. Drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch 0 to 10%. Damp to taste, and honestly, a lot of the time you'll damp somewhere around 6 to 12 kHz to stop that fizzy sandpaper thing. Keep boom off for classic jungle breaks, unless you deliberately want a more modern thump. And if you lost snap, bump transients +5 to +15. At this point, your drums should already feel more together, but not finished. Now we do the actual magic, resampling with intention. You've got two ways to print in live. The fast way is resampling from the master. It works, but it's messy once your track grows. So we're doing the pro way, a dedicated drum bus output. Create a new audio track and name it drum bus. Now go to your drums group output and route audio to into drum bus. In. On the drum bus track, set monitor to in. This track is now acting like your console channel for the whole drum world. Now create another audio track named print drum bus. On that track, set audio from to drum bus. And choose post FX. Monitor off. Arm it. This is the big win. You can play your whole track, bass, synths, whatever, and still print only drums. Every time. Cleanly. Consistently. Like an engineer. Extra coach move. At the end of the drum bus chain, put a utility and treat it like your print trim. Your goal is a printed file that peaks around -6 to -3 dBFS, and sits roughly -18 to -12 LUFS short term, while looping. You don't need to obsess over the exact LUFS, but the concept matters. Consistent print level means predictable saturation behavior, and you avoid that every generation got louder and now it's ruined problem. Now let's build the parallel crunch lane, because this is where jungle density lives. Create a return track and name it a crunch. On a crunch, we're going gnarly, but controlled. Start with saturator in wave shipper mode. Drive 6 to 12 dB. Soft clip on. Then auto filter. Bandpass mode, 12 dB slope. Set frequency somewhere between 1.2 and 2.5 kHz. Resonance around 0.7 to 1.2. This is a classic trick. You isolate the mid-growl that reads on small speakers. It's like the radio energy of the brake. Then add pedal. Yes, seriously. Overdrive or distortion mode. Gain around 20 to 40%. Use tone to stop it shredding your ears in the 8 to 12K zone. Then a compressor at the end. Ratio 4 to 1. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release 50 to 120 milliseconds. And you want it grabbing hard enough that the return stays present, not poking randomly. Now go to your drum bus track and send it to a crunch. Start low, like minus 18 dB send, and creep it up until you feel weight and attitude, not fizz. And here's the key advanced workflow move. Print the crunch separately. Create a new audio track named Print Crunch. Set audio from to a crunch. Post FX. Monitor off. Arm it. Now you can record two stems in one pass. Your main drum bus print and your crunch print, each on its own track. Before you record, one more advanced sanity check. Phase alignment. If you're layering a clean kick or snare under a break, zoom into sample level. Make sure the main transient of the one shot actually lines up with the break transient. If your low end vanishes when the layers hit together, flip polarity with utilities phase invert and recheck. Because once you print, misalignment becomes baked in. That can be cool if it's intentional, but accidental hollow drums, that's pain. Alright, now record. Loop 8 or 16 bars where your main pattern is happening. Hit record and capture into print drum bus, and also print crunch if you're doing the parallel. When you're done, consolidate each recording, seed MD or Control J, rename them with useful info. Something like drums print clean 170 BPM 16 bar, and drums print crunch 170 BPM 16 bar. Make the print self-documenting so future you doesn't hate present you. Color code clean one color, dirt another, and any special fills a third. Now we build the printed drums blend bus, where the real glue happens. Create two audio tracks. Drums printed clean and drums printed crunch. Drop your consolidated prints onto them. Then group those two into drums printed group. On the drums printed group, do post-print shaping. Start with EQ8. High pass around 30 Hz. If it got harsh from crunch, dip 2 to 4 dB around 7 to 10 kHz. If you want that papery snare body, a small boost around 180 to 220 Hz can do it. Don't overdo it, just a little nudge. Then glue compressor. Second stage, lighter. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack faster now, around 3 milliseconds, because we're gluing already printed audio. Release auto. Aim for 1 to 2 dB gain reduction max. Then a limiter as safety, not loudness. Ceiling minus 0.8 dB. It should only catch the wildest peaks, like 1 or 2 dB maximum. Now the actual blend move. Set the clean printed track at 0 dB. Bring the crunch up from silence until you clearly hear it, then back it off slightly. That moment where you miss it when it's gone, but it's not obviously distorted when it's in. That's the jungle sweet spot. And here's a fun arrangement trick. Don't keep crunch constant. Automate it like a second drummer. Bring crunch up on bar 4 and 8. Down on bar 2 and 6. Little call and response moves. Make the groove feel alive without changing the pattern. Now that everything is printed, you can do the edits that jungle is famous for, and you can do them fast. First, stutter fills before a drop. Slice a 1/16 or 1/8 right before the drop. Duplicate it a few times. Then automate utility width to 0% so it collapses to mono for that tight stutter punch. If you want extra chaos, throw beat repeat only on that fill. Interval 1/8, grid 1/16, chance 100% just for the moment, and filter it a bit darker so it doesn't hiss your face off. Second, reverse snare pulls. Duplicate the last snare hit. Reverse it in clip view, fade it in so it sucks upward, and put an auto filter sweep on it, like a low pass opening for drama. Classic tension builder. Third, the one bar crush. Put redux on the printed group and automate it for just half a bar or one bar. Bits around 10 to 12, sample rate 8 to 14 kHz. Jungle loves contrast, so do it as a moment, not a permanent setting. Now, if you want extra authenticity, do the multi-generation trick. This is the tape gen or bend through samplers feeling. Print the drums printed group again to a new track, like print drums gen 2. On that GEN2 chain, add subtle saturator drive, 1 to 3 dB, and a tiny high roll off, low pass around 16 to 18 kHz. Then blend GEN2 under GEN1 quietly, like minus 10 to minus 20 dB. You'll feel thickness and age without losing clarity. A couple advanced variations, quick but powerful. 1. Dual path printing. Print a transient version and a body version. Transient path is cleaner, faster glue, minimal saturation. Body path is heavier saturation, slightly softer transient. Print both and blend like parallel compression, but as committed stems you can slice and arrange. 2. Pre-emphasis and de-emphasis. Before printing, boost a gentle high shelf into your saturator or clipper. After printing, apply a matching high shelf cut. The highs hit the nonlinear stage harder, giving crispy edges, but the final top end isn't overly bright. This is a sneaky hardware-ish trick. 3. Noise bed glue. Make a noise bed track with vinyl noise, cassette hiss, or filtered white noise. Band limited, high pass around 200 to 400, low pass around 8 to 12k. Side chain it lightly from the drum bus so it breathes with a groove. Print it and keep it very low. It fills the gaps and makes edits feel less surgical. And one more. Pitch down resample for weight. Duplicate your printed stem. Pitch it down minus 3 to minus 7 semitones, warp it in complex or even beats for artifacts, then high pass it so it doesn't fight the sub. Blend it quietly under the main. It mimics tune down break weight without sacrificing transient clarity. Now, common mistakes to avoid, because these are the ones that waste hours. Printing too hot. If you're clipping into limiters already, you'll lose snap. Keep headroom. Oversaturating the top end. Breaks go brittle around 7 to 12k. Control it with EQ after grit.